Ontario is rolling out digital IDs for everyone. Not vaccine passports, digital IDs, which is a digital identification that resides within a digital wallet, a universal digital wallet that you are going to have to use for everything. You're going to have to use this to get onto a train, get onto a bus, get onto a plane, purchase a plane ticket, purchase gas at the gas station, purchase food at a grocery store. And eventually they're going to tack onto this the carbon allowance credit card, and they're going to continue to tack on things. And they're going to shape the world in a way to where it's impossible to get away from this. It's impossible to not use this system, like they've done with smartphones, like they've done with everything else. And aside from you scurrying off into the woods onto your 5-acre plot of land and going off the grid, you're still going to be on the grid, and it's still going to be difficult for you to be able to get away from this system. And Ontario is one of the first places in North America to start to roll this out, but they want this everywhere. They want this for all of America. They want this for all of the world. And so we're going to talk about this today and how this has always been the plan from the start of the pandemic and how it was necessary for the virus to happen and for the vaccine to happen in order to accomplish this, and also who's behind this. We have some new information on that. So we'll get into this today. Before we do, I just want to remind you, check out the links in the description below and go over to dailyveracity.com/support. We need your support for the show to continue. We need your support for the website to grow, for us to be able to do what we're doing up here, hire new writers, expand, reach new people. You can support directly on the website. You can also scroll down. You'll find crypto. You'll find the new PO box. And then you can find Subscribestar. So for less than a Netflix subscription, you get access to all the deleted live streams that we do Monday through Friday on cozy.tv/Vince. Other exclusive content, old debates, old videos from years ago. You can also, at different tiers, get access to different things like the Discord, like the private Telegram group chats. You can also check out preparewithvincent.com and waterwithvincent.com for your 25-year shelf life dry food supply and water filtration needs. We have some stuff behind me. Cheaper than food at your local grocery store and helps the show tremendously because we get a big piece of every order from those websites. So check it out. All right, so let's get to this article here. This is about Ontario. Ontario still plans to roll out digital ID even after scrapping vaccine passport. So this was printed today. It says the province of Ontario is still gearing up to launch a robust digital ID system in the coming months, even after Premier Doug Ford announced that he will be axing the QR code vaccine passport system. The official Ontario government's website still boasts about the upcoming arrival of the voluntary digital identification system being launched in the province. And so, you know, we talked about this before. You know, you see a lot of these countries that are rolling things back, which is probably just a pressure release. They're going to keep the stuff in their back pocket until they need to use it again, whether it's a new variant or the new vaccine that's supposed to come, the Omicron-specific variant. But they've already achieved what they've aimed to do in terms of the Great Reset, in terms of the greatest wealth transfer in human history, trillions of dollars of wealth transferred from the middle class to the elite. And they've already achieved what they need to do with the information that they've gathered from the health data that they have access to, from the vaccination data that they have access to create the coming digital ID system. They already have enough. And so this is what they're going on to next. And in addition to this, you're going to have the whole climate change thing, which is only going to add to this. We've been over that before. And so this is the reason why they can start to roll back some of these things, some of these restrictions. Digital ID identification is an electric version of a trusted government ID that provides better safety, more security, and stronger privacy than physical ID cards or documents, reads the Ontario website, notifying residents the system will be unveiled in the coming months. It can be securely stored in a digital wallet app for smartphones and other digital devices like tablets or computers, and will let people and businesses prove who they are, both online and in person. Calling the upcoming digital ID system the foundation that will enable easier access to online services and make Ontario one of the world's most digitally advanced jurisdictions. The government states that this new system will allow more, quote, businesses that require customer identification to move their services online, furthering society's transition from real life into the centralized digital realm. Now, if you just want to know what a world like this will look like, and I think I've played this clip for you guys before, this is what this will look like. Take a look.
Hello, everyone. Meet Lucy, student in psychology. And me, her digital ID wallet issued by the government to offer a wide range of identity services. In fact, I'm a handy way of proving and protecting her identity, both online and face-to-face. Let's have a closer look at what I can do. I can help governments to better communicate with citizens. Right now, I'm reminding Lucy of the appointment she needs to schedule for her mandatory vaccination. Time to go to her exam. Lucy is a bit stressed out. I'm here to make it easy for her to prove she is the right candidate with a quick and secure connection between her phone and the examiners. Exam passed successfully. Quick stop at the doctor's before celebrating, and no time to lose. On the way, Lucy uses me to declare her passport lost. She needs it for her upcoming road trip. No issue. She can request an emergency digital passport without having to go to the authority office. I make official admin a lot smoother. And that's not all. I can also help Lucy request a birth certificate, pay her taxes, or prove who she is when onboarding to new services, such as opening a bank account.
There you go. That's what that world would look like. They wanted to do this, you know, while they were doing the whole pandemic thing. You know, they wanted everyone to get on board with mandatory vaccinations. And if they did, they could have done this, right? Then they could have just rolled out the digital ID and connected to, but people didn't go along with it, not totally. And so now they're just like, you know, screw it. We're going to do this. We're going to still use the pandemic as a pretext. And who knows what they're going to use in the future? Climate change, you know, climate disaster. So this is something that they've been wanting to do for a long time. And here's the group behind the creation of this, right? And I want you guys to really read through this article. We've talked about this before, the shadowy CIA data firms behind the creation of digital vaccine passport IDs. So you have some private corporations, right? Vaccination Credential Initiative, which is the VCI. You have the Commons Project Foundation. You have the Commons Trust Network. You have the ID 2020 Alliance. You have the Gavi Vaccine Alliance. You have the COVID Healthcare Coalition. You have Diagnostic Robotics. You have COVID 360, which is a program created from this. And then you look at the people on the boards of these groups, right? Like the Gavi Vaccine Alliance is Bill Gates. That's his. That's the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. You look on the boards of other groups. You see Bill Gates there. You see Henry Kissinger. You see a lot of people from BlackRock, from Blackstone Group. Yeah, Condoleezza Rice. I mean, bankers, CIA, FBI. It's like it's so obvious. And, you know, you look at like liberals going along with this, and it's like they've completely retreated from their position of like, you know, raging against the machine. They have become the machine. They've transformed into the machine now. We are truly the only threat to the system. And then you look at the organizations responsible for the collection of the data, right? You look at MITRE Corp. You look how they got their start, the CIA. You look at Oracle. How did they get their start? Oh, their first customer was the CIA. You look at Palantir, who is the CIA, funded through the CIA's venture capital firm, InQtel. You look at the NIH, which is involved in this, and how the HHS has teamed up with DARPA, according to the Office of the Assistant Secretary for Preparedness and Response. InQtel is involved in this. Google is involved in this. Google with the help of Verily, which is the group that runs like 23andMe, Ancestry.com, working with Google. That is Google's. You look at the Google Chromebooks and the data collection from that. Well, that was only made possible by the pandemic, right? 100% of the students in the country now are on Google Chromebooks. Where do you think that data is going? What do you think is... There's already been lawsuits of them collecting data without their permission. Many lawsuits. That was only made possible from the pandemic. And so, I don't know if you guys remember this or not, but if you look at this, you guys probably remember this, right? This is from Project Veritas. They had these documents that came out that were verified by the U.S. government, by the way. Project Diffuse. It was a DARPA operation for doing the research to create the that was necessary to create the virus in a lab. And you look at this, and it says that DARPA rejected this proposal. And I talked about how I don't believe that for a second. I don't believe DARPA rejected this proposal because the work was too because they're worried about violating a moratorium or violating some specific law. DARPA does a lot of things. Okay, they just had the NIH handle it. They just had NIAID handle it so that they could remove themselves of any culpability. And so here's the question. When we look at another Telegram post here, this is from this is about COVID-19 as well. And this is about how the EcoHealth Alliance whistleblower scientist, which we've talked about before, says that CEO Peter Dyzak works for the CIA and could be a double agent as well for China. But he definitely works for the CIA. So if the head of the NIH works for the CIA, do you think DARPA's involved? Right? And so that begs the question. Did DARPA create the virus in a lab to collect worldwide data? remove themselves from any culpability by having the NIH handle it. These documents were leaked. They weren't meant to be seen. And then also, did they create the vaccine as well to achieve a total panopticon surveillance state to get the rest of the data that they need for the coming digital IDs? Because when you look at it, DARPA has been involved with the creation of the vaccine as well. They were involved in the early clinical trials. So if you look at this thing here, Tiberius, that was created by Palantir, which is the CIA, which is DARPA. This is a program. And those platforms were involved in the early clinical trials of the development of the current COVID-19 vaccine. So DARPA was literally involved in the creation of the virus and in the creation of the vaccines. And what's their goal, right? And we've been over this before. What's DARPA's goal? Well, DARPA's goal is total informational awareness. Total information awareness. This used to be their logo. This was a real logo. We have the eye, all-seeing eye all around the world. That's what they want. And this can only be achieved through the pandemic. And now it's possible. Now that digital IDs are possible because of this. And this isn't really news, but I'll bring this up. This was printed recently. CIA is collecting in bulk certain data affecting American senators, warn. obviously, they talk about Edward Snowden here and the new information that they're collecting. And like I said, this is about total control. You read this article, Biden DHS labels freedom of speech terrorist threat, citing misinformation surrounding COVID-19 and election fraud. It's about total control. It's about total control, getting total control where they can. Total control of the narrative in the media, which they have. Total control of the narrative in social media, which they've obtained. Total control of the narrative when it comes to the government. If they can't regulate you on social media, you know, because you're using Gab or Telegram, they're going to come after you with the government. They're going to spy on you. They're going to collect your data. They're going to surveil you. They're going to surveil Trump in the White House. It's about total control. Total lockdown of the narrative. And they use many different projects at their disposal since the Patriot Act, since 9/11, which was made possible by 9/11. That's a whole nother discussion if you want to talk about what actually happened that day. And I'm not even talking about like conspiracy theory. We're talking about things that are legitimate, things that are proven, that of course they don't talk about. All of this was made possible because of that day and because of the Patriot Act. And you look at some of these projects, right? Project SolarWind was a warrantless surveillance program that began under the Bush administration. It was called President Surveillance Program, PSP. This program involved data mining of large databases of the communications of American citizens, including email communications, telephone conversations, financial transactions, internet activity. So if you go back, like they're like, well, that was defunct. That's not happening anymore. Oh, really? Well, this is printed February 10th of 2022. Interesting. Interesting. Project Topsail, otherwise known as Project Genoa 2, primarily focused on intelligence analyses with the goal to develop and deploy cognitive aids that allow humans and machines to think together in real time about complicated transhumanism, strikingly similar to technology recently patented by Microsoft. Recently patented by Microsoft. Okay, Project Prism. This is a big one, right? We've talked about this before, so... There was a couple of stories recently. Forbes revealed in October that an accidentally unsealed court document showed that the U.S. government is secretly ordering Google to provide data on anyone doing certain search terms. So if you type in Vincent James or Nick Fuentes or America First or vaccine protest, the NSA is ordering Google, the CIA orders Google to turn over those search results and anyone that types in those certain key terms. Now, that was recently. Okay, that was reported recently that was happening through an accidentally unsealed court document. Well, that's very similar to Project Prism, which was a program under the NSA under which the NSA collects internal communications from various U.S. internet companies. Prism collects stored internet communications based on demands made to internet companies such as Google under Section 702 of the FISA Amendments Act of 2008, which forces companies to turn over any data that match court-approved search terms. Court-approved search terms. And that was before, like, the internet as we know it today. And then we have, of course, the government buying Israeli spyware that automatically hacks your phones. I just want to remind you something, though. You know, you look at these people, it's very scary stuff, but I just want to remind you how gay they are and how much of a pedophile these people are, right? I want to bring you back to this story here. Secret CIA files say staffers committed sex crimes involving children. Many CIA staffers were caught with child porn, caught trafficking children, abusing children, didn't get in trouble for it. I'd take you back to the Finders. Look up the Finders. Okay, you're probably gonna have to look it up on like BitChute. I did a video on it like 2 years ago. Look up the finders. See what they were doing back then. Just to let you know who these people are and how evil these people are. If there was another reason I should give you to not trust these people, that's what we have. Make sure to check out dailyveracity.com/support. DARPA created the virus and the vaccine, and now we have the digital IDs coming, which we've been warning about. dailyveracity.com/support. In order for the show to continue and for the website to grow, I need your support. You can support by going to Subscribestar, where you will get access to the private Telegram group chat, the Discord, and all exclusive content. You can also support the show by using cryptocurrency. All of that information is in the description below. You can also support by going to preparewithvincent.com or waterwithvincent.com for your 25-year shelf life dry food supply or water filtration needs. Check out the links in the description below. It helps the show tremendously.